This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, October 9. The author. Our reading comes from Acts chapter 3. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead. There seem to be two views of life. In one view, I create my own future. After all, as the English poet W.E. Henley wrote, I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. So, in that view, I'm the author of my life. Our society today often teaches this by saying, believe in yourself. You can be anyone you want to be. The second view of life is to recognize that someone else is writing the story of my life. Peter, in Acts 3, indicts the crowd in Jerusalem for killing the true author of life, Jesus Christ. In Colossians 1:16 and 17, we read, all things have been created through Jesus and for him, and in him all things hold together. One way that we try to be like God is by attempting to write our own story. And when we do that, we too are killing the author of life. Peter urges his hearers to repent so that their sins may be wiped out and times of refreshing may come from the Lord. In John 10:10, we hear Jesus say, I've come that they may have life and have it to the full. Surely the one who created all things has everything to make us thrive. He desires to write the next chapters of our lives. What a blessing. Pray with me. Forgive us, Lord, for wanting to be the authors of our own lives. Please write the next chapters of our life journey with you as our Lord and Savior guiding us. In your name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.